Disclaimer. AFL players, coaches and umpires are professionals. The hilarious remarks and nicknames said in this podcast are not intended to be offensive in any way. Listener discretion is advised.
Kiss your cousin. Kiss your cousin.
Kiss him on the lips.
Alright, this is the Cousins AFL Fantasy Podcast. I'm Keebs, coach of the Super Subs. I'm here with my cousin Jados.
Coach of NFNL KFKL. No Fife, no life, no Fife, no life.
I think it's going to be our mission before the end of the season to get you to change your team.
It's not changing.
It's too long, mate.
We've talked about this already.
You need something succinct for the pod that you can just bang.
Yeah.
Smash
out. I've got my, you know, I say it with a bit of rhythm, a bit of tempo, rolls off the tongue.
Fife's not even really relevant anymore either.
No, yeah, he sucks. But we talked about this on the last pod. He holds a special place in the history of my team. Did we talk about this? Maybe we didn't. I'll talk about it now.
Yeah, we didn't touch on this. We just touched on the grossness of the team name.
Okay, yeah. But every episode we'll spend the first 2 minutes talking about my team name, I guess.
That's how it's going to be for the rest of the year.
All right. I'll explain. Otherwise, people will never know. Basically,
until you change.
Until I change it. Well, I basically, in my first ever fantasy season, I knew nothing. And you kind of actually helped me make my team. You were like, yeah, pick these rookies. These are good mid prices. And then you were like, pick your own primos, whatever players you like. Just pick your own.
Just quickly from memory, I do remember steering you into Josh Jenkins that year.
Did you? I actually do not remember. But anyway, Keebs helped me pick my team. I was a young lad. I was probably in like year 9 or year 10 in high school. I was pretty young. And you were not... in high school?
Was it 2013? I think it was 2013 or 14.
Yeah, something like that. We've been playing for like 19 years collectively. I'll stay on track. So I picked Fife like totally randomly. He'd never been a good fantasy player before. And then it was like the year he won the Brownlow and fully broke out. And he had an awesome season. I think he was averaging like 110 until he got injured towards the back end of that year. And it was a lot of fun. And it kind of was one of the reasons I got into fantasy. And I kind of just like the team name, although it doesn't roll off the tongue super well.
It doesn't even come close.
It reads well on paper. But yeah, it's the team name. It's not changing. And we're not going to talk about it ever again.
He improved on average by 4.4 points.
There's no way.
Breakout.
Well, my memory is totally different to... reality.
You have players like that you just love.
You just get attached to them, you know? It just felt good. It got me into... Well, okay, he did get injured, so maybe the overall average... He averaged like low hundreds, I think, in the end.
102 point.
102.
Something. 102.3, there we go.
Okay.
So that's right. That's how I feel about Ben Keys. There's not really a reason for loving him. But yeah.
You remember the good scores and you somehow just erase the bad ones from your memory. They don't exist to you.
Or somehow come up with excuses for them. Mm. And you just think, well, you know, if he didn't hurt his shoulder, he'd be the man.
Yeah.
Or he's not the man.
Yeah, the players who are your boys, you justify everything. You know, they mean the world to you.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about what we're going to discuss in today's podcast. So today we are going to talk about the pigs, the great men of fantasy. There are four of them, for those of you that aren't aware. Swanee, Rocky, Titch, and Grundy.
Three and a half.
Three and a half. we'll get into that in a second, but there are four pigs. The traders have crowned four pigs, and that's what we're going to go with.
Three mids and a ruck pig.
But we've always been interested in this because every year I feel like the discussion comes up like any time a player is just having a great season, everyone's like, oh, make him a pig. What's going on? Hurry up and do it. Like Rory Laird, classic. Everyone just wants him to be a pig. Everyone's ready for it.
Steele and Tuke the year before.
Yeah. McRae the year before that.
Zerett. People have called for Zerett.
Zerett is like a pig, like was maybe officially crowned a piglet.
Yeah,
along with Titch back in the day, like they're both the two kind of best in maybe like 2015, 2016, and then...
Piglet is the term.
Yeah. But I think what we're going to make an argument for today is that, you know, the real pigs, Swanee, Rocky, and Titch, and Grundy, are kind of like... Well, the Ruck... We'll call Ruck, Grundy the Ruck pig. They're kind of at another level to everyone else, and we're going to kind of deep dive into the stats and really... show, like, compare basically every player that's sort of been that pig status has sort of been asked about, and just see how they stack up against Swanee, Rocky, and Titch. So what we've done is we've looked at everyone's season averages, we've looked at their best 10 game stretch, their best 5 game stretch, and then like their high score as well. So I guess we'll start with the pigs and we'll go through their stats. And I think it would be wrong not to start with Swanee. He's the OG pig.
The original.
Yeah. I think if you've been playing fantasy for long enough, you will know how good Swanee is. But here are the stats for those who have forgotten just how good he was. So his best year, his best season was 2012, and he averaged 133.6. Just think about like how massive that is for a season average. 133.6. His best 10-game stretch was 141.7. And his best 5-game stretch was 150 with a high score, career high score of 187. So everything about that just screams pig, right?
Yeah. Swanee's pig tendencies, well, the reason that he got crowned a pig has always basically been consistency. He's put massive numbers up year after year after year. And yeah, really, we hadn't seen anyone come even close to that before Swanee.
Yeah, well, I think that's what makes Swanee so great, is that he has just like massive seasons in a row. Like his whole career is just fantasy royalty. Like listen to this. These are season averages in a row. So we got 119.1, 123.1, 121.0, 133.6, 117.5. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons in a row with a lowest average of 119. Like, that's
he's a beast.
Mental. That, five seasons in a row of just ridiculous numbers. And in all those seasons, he pretty much played all the games. There's only one season where he played less than 20 games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just... that is the benchmark for a whole career of fantasy dominance.
The other crazy thing about Swanee is, even after his massive pig years in the midfield, when he moved forward later in his career, he was still putting up, you know, 110 averages as a forward and stayed relevant for just so many years. Where you look at the other guys, Rocky, Titch, Grundy, they only had a couple years of absolute fantasy dominance and relevance.
Yeah, they don't have the sustained, like, you know, excellence that Swanee has.
The big man.
Okay, so the next one we're going to talk about is Rocky. Now, his best year was 2014 with 134.8 average. His best 10-game stretch is 140.7. 5-game stretch is 159.8. And his high score is 190. And I think the thing that jumps out to me right there is the 5-game stretch of 159.8. And also actually the best season average. So Rocky does hold the record for the best...
world record, as they like to say.
Yeah, the world record of the best AFL fantasy season average. And the best 5-game record of 159.8.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, Rocky, the thing that makes Rocky unique is that his highest is just higher than anyone else's. Like, he's less consistent than the other pigs, but his best was the best that we've ever seen any fantasy player be.
Yeah. I think a big part of what helped Rocky was playing for such a bad team for so long. Mm. It's funny to say, but getting all those cheap plus sixes and tackles that don't really open up to you when you play for a good team, I think that's what has done it for him. But yeah, I mean, the 159.8 speaks for itself. A lot of his huge games as well were in fantasy finals. So it's just...
just lots of great memories with Rocky. Yeah,
he's goated for what he's done for the fantasy community.
And also he just gets around being a pig.
And he called a 180.
Yeah.
And he got the funniest 100-meter penalty goal that's ever happened.
Yeah. Some of just favorite fantasy memories all attached to Rocky, really.
Which we touched on last week.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen to it if you haven't. The Cousins pilot episode of our fantasy podcast. All right, so we're going to move on to Titch. Check out these numbers, right? So his best season, 129.2. So this is the first player that we've talked about that has a season average less than 130. But he's pretty close, 129.2. That's enormous for a whole season. His best 10-game stretch is 142.8. And his best 5-game stretch is 159, with a best high score of 195. So, I mean, his numbers are pretty similar to Rocky, really.
He's actually just got the wood over him in two of our categories, which is the 10-game and the high score.
Yeah, his best 10-game stretch is like 2 points higher. And yeah, his high score is a couple of points, 5 points higher.
Titch's peak for those two pig years was incredible. I think out of all the pigs, he's probably been my favorite to watch. Just the way that he racked up footy and would have 50-plus disposal games.
Yeah. I think he would be a lot of people's favorite just because there's kind of that like recency of it.
Yeah.
Like I think everyone remembers just how good Titch was, and like because he's still going now and he still has those kind of pig-like moments, and just the way he goes about it is just he hits every stat line. He racks up the disposals. He kind of is just, yeah, overkill sort of stat getter.
Back to his best this year, hopefully.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Well, I mean, we've both got him in our team. I think he's going to be a very popular pick this year.
Yep. Speaking of teams, we'll touch on that later.
Yeah. So those are the stats of the pigs. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of the best fantasy players ever, really, and just see how their stats compare. So we're going to start with someone who's kind of like an honorary, like he's definitely fantasy royalty, and that's Gaz. And when we were going through these stats, it kind of like surprised me just how good he is. I don't know. Do you want to touch on this?
I can take it from here. So his best year was 2012 when he averaged 124.7. His best 10-game stretch was 129.5. 5-game stretch was 141.2. And his high score is 186. But the thing with Gaz was his entire career was basically just fantasy dominance.
Yeah. I mean, so you look at those stats, like the 10-game stretch is like a massive drop-off, right? Like Rocky and Titch and Swanee all have a 10-game stretch of around 140. And Gaz's best 10-game stretch is 129. So straight away, you see like a drop-off of 10 points, which is like a lot.
Yeah, pretty significant.
That's a significant drop-off.
For the best of the rest, really.
Yeah. And yeah, all of them really do drop off, which is what we're going to see. But the thing that's so great about Gaz's career, and I would argue, I'm going to put forward the argument that he is the best fantasy player outside of the, or maybe along with McRae, we'll get to that. But like, he's the closest we've really seen to pig status. Like, listen to these fantasy averages in a row. So we've got 111.7, 118.8, 119, 112.2, 124.7, 114.6, and 119.1. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons in a row above 110.
Yes.
And like 5 of them are above 114. So it's huge.
He's got the best average of all of the non-pig players as well for a season.
Yeah, 124.7 as a season average is enormous.
It is. It's massive.
So really, like, he was actually very close. And in retrospect, like, if he was crowned a pig, you wouldn't scoff at those numbers. Like, you could... He has dropped off, but, like, I don't know. I really do think he's the next closest thing to a pig.
Yeah, well, the stats really speak for themselves.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going to look at some of these more recent players that people have sort of called for pig status in the last few years. I'm going to see why they just aren't. So we've got Rory Laird, just because he's the most recent. So Rory Laird's best season was last year in 2022 with a 120.3. His best 10-game stretch is a 132.
Also last year.
Yep. 5-game stretch of 139.8.
also last year.
And a high score of 163.
Which is sort of his high score.
Yeah, we'll say it's sort of. He actually has a higher score than that, but it was in the COVID season, so we'll put a little asterisk next to that.
That score is a 174, though, the high score in the COVID year.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are great numbers, and I think Led could get there. I think he plays the way that the Pigs play. You don't think so?
Look, I'm very big on him just not even being close to the Pigs. I mean, again, the stats speak for themselves. His five-game average is 20 points less than Titch and Rocky. His 10-game average is 10 points less than Titch and Swanee. His best year is 15 points less.
Yeah, it's way behind.
And Rocky. And his high score is not even close to being on par. Yeah. 163 is his official high score, you know.
Yeah.
Teacher's got a 195, Rocky 190, Swanee 187.
It doesn't scream pig, really, does it?
It doesn't. And he, you know, he has pig tendencies, as they say. He tackles lots. He does rack up the pill, but he hasn't shown that absolutely enormous ceiling that the Pigs have.
Yeah.
And I think he's at least a season away from doing exactly what he did last
year. He's got a long way to go, really, doesn't he? Yeah.
It's just everyone wants there to be more Pigs in the pen.
But yeah, I think everyone's just like kind of impatient because there hasn't been one in a little while.
But there's a reason for that.
What's the reason?
No one has performed like the Pigs. What do you mean?
I thought you were going to say something super enlightened. Like some sort of way that the game's changed or something like that.
No, mate, the research that we've done speaks for itself.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, well, no one has done it. Okay, let's talk about McRae because he's, maybe you could put an argument for like...
My boy.
He's had the most consistent probably 5 years, most recent 5 years as a fantasy player. He's come close as well. I remember people were really pushing for pig status for McRae in...
He's had a couple of massive stretches, massive, massive stretches.
I want to say the start of 2021 was when people were calling for it the most. Although it's not actually his fantasy peak, but I think because he'd put together a few good seasons in a row. But anyway, let me read the stats because I'm sort of waffling here. So his best year was 2018, where he averaged 122.6. His best 10-game stretch of 130.2. The best 5-game stretch of 141.6 and a high score of 190, which we might add was in a grand final.
It was in a grand final.
Is that weighted a bit more heavily?
Yeah, I think it is. It's piggery of the highest order, 190.
When it counts, right? He's not a choker.
The other thing with that 122.6 is halfway through that year, he got injured on a 44, missed a couple of weeks. But if you take out that injury, he averaged 126.9 for the year, which is as close as anyone has come to the Pigs in terms of average.
Yeah, that season, it's almost like the season that could have been, you know. Maybe he might be a pig if he didn't get injured.
If that 44 was a, you know, a 130, maybe we have another pig in the pen. But I think the other thing with McRae is even after that massive season, he's put a lot of 115s together and is always fantasy relevant. And even though he hasn't quite sustained those heights for a full year, he does.
He always goes on runs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He just smashes it for like...
half a year.
Yeah. Like 10 games, he'll just be like the best fantasy player in the game for a 10-game stretch.
Yeah.
And everyone's like scrambling for him and then he'll get bevoed or whatever.
Bevoed.
Yeah. But I don't know. Him and Gaz are definitely the closest. I think the numbers back that up. But let's move on from McRae. So we've got Zerit. I think the piglet, Zerit plays like a fantasy guy. Like
he has
on
his
day. Yeah, he's like everyone will remember that 135 point half that he had last year. That was pure piggery. I think just the way he like sprints for a plus six,
it was disgusting.
It's exciting stuff.
It's not exciting when you don't own him. Just like that 135 point half. That was some of the most distressed fantasy footage that I've ever seen.
Yeah, you had to go to therapy after that.
I did. to this day, that's where I spend my weekends. Just thinking about what he did to me.
At least it didn't cost you a car. I think a man who came second. I actually can't remember his name, but I should have checked that. But yeah, that was a moment to forget.
Part of it, yeah. Those moments are always rough. Not that I've been cost a car before, but you know, I've been right on the cusp of a hat and had it snatched away from me from a man I like to call just a huge wanker. That's Max Gorn, by the way.
Max Gorn. I like Max Gorn. Anyway, all right, let's get into Zerat's numbers because this podcast will go for 2 hours if we don't. So his best year is 2016, which was an average of 117.6. His best 10-game stretch is 125.9. His best 5-game stretch is 135.8 with a high score of 172. And when you think about it, he's really... Those numbers, I mean, they're massive, but like... They really just sound bad compared to the Pigs. Like the 10-game stretch especially is about 15 points below the 10-game stretch of the Pigs, which is heaps.
It's pretty interesting because he's been probably the player other than McRae that's been called to have Pig status or talked about the most as a Pig since the last Pig, which was Titch. And his numbers really don't stack up.
Yeah, I think partly because he doesn't have like heaps of ceiling games.
Yeah, to be honest, Zerat is kind of more like Pendles has been from years gone by. Just super consistent, had a couple of pretty big years, but...
Consistent isn't the word I'd use, but...
Well, I mean, He's the only player for the last, 7 years in a row that's averaged a ton. That's consistency, but my friend.
No, that's very true. But as in like... The type of consistency that'll get you Pig status. Like he'll drop like a 70 when he gets tagged.
Yeah.
He's or not, even a 60 on his day.
He's not Pig consistent, but he's good.
Yeah, he's just always around there. He's like a 110 guy. He's his own beast, but he hasn't got the numbers to get him there. All right, the next one is interesting. Jack Steele. Now people were calling for this 2 seasons ago. And to be fair, like, he's still young enough and still has, like, footy in him left to get himself there. But let's go through the stats. So his best season was 2021 with an average of 121.4. His best 10-game stretch is 135.3, which is pretty close to the Pigs. But he's only done that once, really.
I mean... Yeah, he's still six or seven points.
Yeah, six or 7 points from a 10-game streak. But really, out of everyone else that we're going to mention, he's got the best 10-game streak, doesn't he?
That streak was absolute torture, by the way.
Do we want to talk about that?
I was choosing between Steele and Oliver to bring into my team, and
I told you Steele. I told you to pick Steele.
I made the wrong choice. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and you it's all part of the therapy bill.
It ruined, you know, isn't it? It ruined my entire. Season.
Yeah.
My entire year, not even fantasy season. The year was bad.
Yeah. Okay. And his best 5-game stretch is 142.4 and his high score is 162. I think for Steele, like, yeah, the season average just isn't enough. I think everyone that we look at that isn't a Pig, their best season average is like low 120s.
Yeah.
Whereas all the Pigs are like either high 120s or 130 plus.
It's a pretty consistent theme, the low 120 average.
Yeah.
The thing with Steele though is he just tackles. He just tackles so much. He's probably the one player that I could see out of the bunch possibly becoming a Pig in the future.
It's kind of because he has room to like improve. Like because he's never been a huge disposal getter. Which I think all the Pigs kind of have been.
Yeah, they all have been.
But you could see him maybe doing it if he just gets a little bit more outside ball. Like, if he just doesn't seem, like, super hungry to get, like, disgustingly cheap disposals.
He was. He definitely was, I think, in that 2021 streak.
Yeah.
Well,
in that stretch, he averaged 135, which is huge.
Yeah, absolutely massive. And, you know, a tackle is worth two handballs. So yeah. I think if he can maintain his tackle average and bump up the disposal slightly.
That's all he has to do is just like work a little harder for a couple more plus sixes per game. And then I reckon he pick status is his.
It's going to be interesting to see what he does this year.
Mm. Yeah, but well, I guess that's the thing. Like he already has everything else going his way to like get maximum stats. Like he plays pretty high TOG. He gets like maximum CBAs. He's just always in the midfield. Like he doesn't rotate forward. He just, you know, like all he has to do is just get a little bit more junk and then maybe he'll elevate his game. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like 120 is probably his cap. That's how I see it anyway. And I think the same is for our, it's the same for our next guy, which is Took. And he has a best season average of 122.1, which was in 2021 as well. Best 10-game average of 133.2. Best 5-game average of 133.6. And a high score of 160. I don't know. Those are, like, good numbers. But, again, they're not... Like, especially the 5-game average, Took is really far behind everyone else.
Yeah, he is. He's...
Like, even less than Zeret.
Took is awesome to watch. And he's just got that running power that... Probably the best of the bunch and one of the best of all time. But again, he doesn't seem to put it all together. And I'm not sure if he's going to quite reach that level of the Pigs.
Too much of a tag target. Like if he did go on a massive 5-game tear, like there's no way he wouldn't get attention.
Yeah, Anderson and Raoul potentially sort of going to another level might help him a little bit, just avoid a bit more defensive attention. But yeah, it's hard to see him improving up to that sort of high 120s, low 130s mark.
Yeah, I don't think he has another level to the... I don't think Took will ever be a Pig. Although I used to think he maybe would. But I've gone back on that. And also, he has the lowest high score out of everyone that we've looked at.
That is actually...
Oh, except for one person.
Second lowest high score.
Okay, the next one... I'm going to breeze through this next one quickly because he's nowhere near the numbers of everyone else, and it's Dunks.
Hold the phone.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm going to talk about it. So it's Dunks. His best season's 2019. 111.1. That's like... That's almost like bad. That's a bad average.
That's just crap. That's just what a Dunks. Pathetic loser.
I can't believe everyone has Dunks in their team this year. What is going on? No, well, he did have a role change midway through that year. And his best 10-game streak is 129.3. Also just way lower than everyone else. Best 5-game average of 141. That's pretty good. And then high score of 189. That's very good. That's piggery. So and you remember that game.
I do absolutely remember it. He was my captain. But just quickly touching on Dunks, I think the reason that everyone's so excited this year is because it looks like that role that he's held for, you know, half a season... From time to time, he's going to have for the entire year, which is just going to be inside mid, maybe a bit of forward time. I'm not super keen on him from a classic perspective, just because it's a bit of an unknown. But if he does get that role and he's just staying in the mids, I wouldn't be surprised to see a 120 average from him. And, you know, that 5-game average is massive, has a massive ceiling, especially if he's avoiding... defensive attention, he could be in for a massive year and then could potentially move himself up on this list.
He ticks a lot of boxes. He plays like in that kind of way that you really could elevate your average by a lot. Like he tackles really hard.
Yeah.
He also gets a lot of marks, like plus sixes on the outside.
He's capable of hitting the scoreboard as well.
He hits the scoreboard. He racks up disposals. Like he hits every stat line and... He's not going to get tagged above Neil ever.
He's still so young as well. It's an exciting time to be a Josh Dunkley fan.
But yeah, he's not in Pig contention at this stage.
Yet.
Not yet. You don't even have him in your team, dog.
Hey, I don't have him in my team for the reason I just explained. It's a bit of an unknown, but the upside for this year is enormous.
You're talking about him like...
I'm just not... 100% banking.
Like he's the next Jesus, but...
Maybe he is.
Why don't you pick him?
Hey, have you ever seen Josh Dunkley and Jesus in the same place? Tell me.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Maybe in my dreams. All right, we'll move on. Next one, this guy's kind of slept on, and it's Danger. I think just because he's like universally sort of disliked in footy circles. Like, fantasy, it's weird because he's actually been a great fantasy player, but he always finds a way to frustrate everyone just because he kind of like carries on a bit like a soccer player. And he also just gets injured just when you like...
He's just a massive sook.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. Everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Hit us with the numbers.
Yeah, I'll hit you with the numbers. So 2017 was his best season where he averaged 120.5. His best 10-game stretch is 128.4. His best 5-game stretch is 138.8 with a high score of 187. And I want to say the most impressive thing is the high score, to be honest. Like, he is never quite a pig, and he obviously won't be now. But he's worth mentioning because he was a fantasy stud back in the day.
Yeah, he's one of the few to do a 120-plus season.
Yeah, and it's pretty crazy because, like, he's one of those players that just dominated the game. Like, he's not like a just rack up, just random cheap. Like, you don't think of him like a pig-like player.
Yeah,
just a dominant player.
He was just so impactful for those couple of years when he went to Geelong that he had just had massive seasons.
Yeah, but I guess you just never think of those impact players as pigs. Like, I feel like the association with pigs is that they just are disgusting. They hunt stats.
Disgusting.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Sam Doherty. So... he has a best season average of 116.8, best 10-game stretch of 133.8, best 5-game stretch of 140.4, and a high score of 159.
Doc is the man. Plain and simple, he's the man. He's the only non-mid on this list. He's just a beast. He's just a straight-up beast. He racks up in defense. He's the king of the defenders. Go back to his best last year. He'll never be a pig. That's, you know, pretty obvious, but the best of the rest. And he's just a man. I love him.
I guess the real question is like, how do you become a pig? Because I guess what we're about to delve into is Grundy's numbers.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's a different sort of level for the ruck pig.
Yeah.
Could there be a deaf pig?
Yeah.
Or a forward pig?
I feel like Doc deserves some sort of recognition at the end of his career as being like some sort of... He just needs to be... because he plays in that kind of way where he sprints for those stats, you know?
He gets some naughty, naughty plus sixes. And
yeah. And I think he's always had an injury-affected career.
Maybe Doc can be a hog.
Yeah, hog status. I like that. Petition for Doc's hog status.
Yeah.
But let's move on. I'll let you talk about the next bit because I feel like you're the expert.
We're starting a Doc hog status campaign. What's happening? Okay, so next we're going to touch on the rucks, starting off with the ruck pig, Brody Grundy. His best year was 2019, where he did a 122.1. His best 10-game stretch was a 134.7. 5-game stretch was a 138, and his high score is a 181. Now, that doesn't sound like it's too close to the rest of the pigs, but when you consider the position that he plays in, the way that he plays, and really just the numbers of the other rucks that we're about to touch on, he's by far and away the best ruck that's ever done it.
Yeah, by far. But, yeah, I mean, I guess he kind of is at the level of all those other mids that we touched on, like Took and Steele, Zeret and Laird. They're kind of like the next kind of tier. And Grundy's numbers sort of fit in with them, but because he's a ruckman, he sort of has his own unique place in fantasy history, doesn't he?
Yeah, the ruck pig.
Yeah.
I do like that they've made that distinction between the pigs and the ruck pig.
Yeah.
Because it is a different level, but again, he's by far and away the best ruckman.
Talk us through it.
Okay, so the next ruck is Max Gawn that we're looking at. This is a pretty interesting one because all his best stats are from 2020, which is the COVID year. But adjusted, Those stats were a 123.6 average for the year, a best 10-game stretch of 134.2, a best 5-game stretch of 143.5, and a high score of 164. Now, when you look at that in a vacuum, it's massive, it's huge, it's impressive. He could be a ruck pig. But when you consider the year it was, all the strange things that happened in
well,
the
okay, so that, like he played literally at like 100% TOG, right? In some of those games.
Wow, yeah.
It doesn't really count, does it?
It definitely doesn't. The other thing is, besides that COVID year, his best average for a season is 111.3, which is a massive drop-off. So I think in most...
It's poo-poo.
It is. But I think in most circumstances where we're prepared to just completely write off the COVID year now, this is one of those, but it's just the best example of another ruck coming close to Brody Grundy's numbers. The last ruck that we're going to touch on is Goldie. Surprisingly, his best year was 2015 when he averaged 113.8. His best 10-game stretch is a 130.5. His best 5-game stretch is a 141.2. And his high score is 175.
Let's not forget that Goldie is the best fantasy ruckman of the last decade.
Of the decade, yeah. He's an interesting name, Goldie, because you don't really associate him with fantasy greatness. But that year was massive. Massive. He broke the record for hitouts that year, I believe, as well, against the Giants when he had, I think, 81 in the game. He just consistently was doing crazy things. That 175 as well was in a Friday night is my VC against the Bombers.
So I didn't have him.
It has a special place in my heart. But yeah, that kind of illustrates the chasm between the rucks, that Goldie is the second best in terms of a season compared to Grundy, and he's just so far off.
Yeah.
And Goldie is kind of a bit of a meme now.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Thanks, Calvin.
And we briefly looked at Steph's stats, and then they were like, they weren't even compared. We literally, like, we wrote them out, and then we were like, barf, and we deleted them.
Yes, didn't want to touch on it. Dean Cox is another one who deserves a bit of a shout out, but again, he's nowhere near the Grundy level. He kind of just pioneered the crumbing ruckman,
yeah,
I suppose.
Crumb Lord.
Cool.
Great. Well, that wraps up our discussion about the pigs. And I hope it wasn't too dry. I mean, it's interesting for us because we're crazy about stats and we're crazy about fantasy. And it's just, it needs to be known that the pigs are at like another level to everyone else. Like, if you want to be a pig, and this is really what we're trying to say. If you want to be a pig, for 10 games, you have to average 140 plus. And for 5 games, you have to average
150 plus.
150 at least.
With a high score of, again,
at least 180 plus. Yeah. But like Titch and Rocky for a 5-game stretch average 160. So that's like, that's piggery.
Just again, to compare, Rory Laird's highest score is 163. And they average 160 for a 5-game stretch.
Yeah.
That's, I think...
There you go. You've summarized it. The pigs, just put some respect on their names.
Yeah, and stop trying to include more people that don't deserve to be in the pen.
There you go. That's the cousins. We've put the foot down.
I think
ultimately the traders decide.
They do.
But
they do.
I hope they listen to this because...
Hey, it's the traders' world and we just live in it.
It's true. Anyway, the pigs, that's our discussion.
Rory Laird, if you're listening, you're a f***ing punk, mate, and you'll never, ever be a pig.
Be warned, Rory.
I'm sure. If I ever see you in the streets, it's on sight, big man.
All right, you've been listening to the cousins.
You're a fraud.
Rory, you've been issued your warning. You've been listening to the Cousins AFL Fantasy Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in.
And yeah, see ya.
But not you, Rory.
Kiss your cousin.
Kiss him on the lips.
Kiss your cousin. Kids, your cousin.